Support for business and economic development reporting comes from Pitts Corporation, your full circle building solution. Learn more at PUETZCorp.com.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. This Saturday is a day for small businesses, as it's been proclaimed Small Business Saturday by Sioux Falls mayors across the state. Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Tenhaken and mayors across the state. This holiday shopping season is also off to a good start in Rapid City. We're going to talk Small Business Saturday, and in the Sioux Falls studio, we have Brian Maynor. She's Vice President of Downtown Sioux Falls. In Rapid City, we have Dan Seffner. He is President and CEO of Destination Rapid City. And also with me in Sioux Falls, Nancy Savage, who owns Child's Play Toys in Sioux Falls. I'm just so excited about the shopping that I've lost my ability to speak. So, Brian, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Nancy, nice to see you.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And Dan, thanks for being here as well.
Yes, good morning. Appreciate it.
All right, Brian, let's start a little bit with an overview of what exactly the origin of Small Business Saturday sort of is.
Absolutely. So this promotion started in 2010, and it is put on by American Express. And I will tell you that Downtown Sioux Falls was an early adopter of this promotion. I got wind of it, I think, on social media, and it just seemed like a no-brainer to adopt, you know, such a wonderful program for a downtown community, such a Small Business Saturday. And basically what it is a counterpart to the Black Fridays and the Cyber Mondays of the world. And we're, you know, coining Small Business Saturday as our Black Friday for our small businesses that are working so hard.
So one of my favorite things about this is I don't do Black Friday.
Good.
Because yeah. I don't like those kind of massive crowds. So it kind of speaks to a lot of people who are into, you know, a little bit of a different experience, but also it's a different economic experience. Talk a little bit about that.
It definitely is. And experience is the key word there. When you come to a community like Downtown Sioux Falls, you're going to get something different than you would if you walked into a big box store or the mall, because you're going to walk into the store and you're probably going to know, or some, you know, you're going to have, you know, a couple degrees of separation from that store owner and those people that are working in that business. There's just a really personal aspect to it. There's also just more of an experience to it. When I walk into Nancy's store, you can play with the toys. You know, that's part of the experience of coming in. And she walks up and she tells you, you know, what the hot trends are and, you know, what people are looking for. And she knows how old my daughter is. And she can tell me, you know, this is what one-year-old girls are looking for. So I just feel, I feel at home when I go into these small businesses, and it makes me feel good to spend my dollars, of which a higher percentage of those dollars are staying in my community. I feel really good about that, and Small Business Saturday is just a testament to all of that.
And we're going to bring Nancy into the conversation here in a minute, but first, Dan Seffner in Rapid City, tell us a little bit about what the Rapid City community and businesses there, because you've got a pretty vibrant downtown, too, yeah. As the SDPB studios are right there downtown. Every time I'm out there, I go a little bit further, and I'm like, I didn't know this was here. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. We take a look at, I think what people have to remember is there's over 30 million small businesses in the United States. And as we take a look at being taken care of when we go shopping, I'm exactly like you. I would not do Black Friday. I would not do that at all or think of it. And we take a look at our downtown. The small businesses are all working together. It becomes a team effort. It's a way different thing. For every dollar that is spent in your community and small business, 67 cents of that stays in your community. So those are very important things to embrace the community's uniqueness. You know, we create and secure local jobs. I mean, it just gets everything moving. Right now, our ice rink is open at Main Street Square. We've got hundreds of skaters already. I mean, it becomes, as I take a look at it, almost back like the 70s were. Right. And I hate to admit my age, but it almost does, where shopping was enjoyable instead of a mad rush.
Right. So I was just in Rapid City last weekend and saw the skaters out and, you know, the little kids with their, I don't know, those little walker things that they have to sort of hold them up, and everyone else sort of stumbling. I stopped and spent some of my hard-earned dollars at Mitzi's Books, which I always do when I'm in Rapid, in the candy store downtown in Rapid City. Nancy Savage, we'll just do our full disclosure before we start gushing, is that I used to work at Child's Play Toy with you, because it is just a great place to be an employee. as well as to be a shopper. So talk a little bit about the local employees that also, I mean, there's local employees certainly right. working at a big box store too, but
Absolutely.
It's a slightly different employee experience.
It really is. We have employees, it seems like most of the employees that we have are customers that have been in the store and who have loved it. And if I see somebody that I think would be a good fit when they walk in, our customers, I always try to put a bug in their ear that we're always looking for good people, you know, especially this time of year. And so it's fun. It's people who already are familiar with the store for the most part. It's very rare that I've ever hired anybody who hasn't shopped in the store.
Yeah, this is a year where Toys R Us is disappearing. FAO Schwartz is trying to go a little bit smaller. There are some of these, you know, big toy stores that have tried to find a model. And there's a downtown toy store in Sioux Falls that is really thriving.
Well, we have a lot of fun, and I think it's what we had talked about before with experiences, mm-hmm. and that's what we try to do. We have stuff out all over the place. Kids, there was a group of family that came in this morning, and they were just adorable. They had 5 ponchos on, and they were all under the age of 5, and they just ran into the store to play in the play areas and all the things exploring. And that's we need to do things that make us different, that create that experience.
Yeah, clothes, toys, books.
And candy now.
Yes. Because there's no more candy store in downtown Sioux Falls. There was a dedicated candy store, and now it's at your shop.
Yes, absolutely.
Nice. Brianne, are there events in Sioux Falls? Do small business owners try to, you know, speak to the day with specific promotions or attractions or cookies?
Absolutely.
Or
all of those things.
Yeah.
So the DTSF office, Downtown Sioux Falls, Inc., actually kind of hones in on all of that. We've reached out to all of our downtown businesses to say, if you have a sale, special event, let us know what that is so we can compile a list and promote that to the community at large. So if you go to DTSF.com, you'll see a list of over 25 businesses that either have a sale, they have a special event, they're just doing something to celebrate this day because it's just become such an important shopping holiday for our community.
Dan, I want to shift a little bit and let's talk about what makes a successful, you know, small retail outlet. You know, what are those places that really thrive? And Dan, let's start with you. What is it, the business owner that really has the passion and the sort of family atmosphere? Is it what Nancy said, you know, we need to give something different? Talk a little bit about success in a business model.
Well, I spent 30 years in retail business myself here in downtown Rapid City, and it is truly the business owner. It's people that care, that reach out. It's that one-on-one. It's that comfortable feeling. I think those are things that make a difference when we go shopping and we take a look at small business. And we've got events going on all day Saturday. We have everything from Santa to figure skating clubs on the ice to entertainment on our stage to a live TV remote also. So there's a lot of things that happened. But when you talk about small business, you really touch that wants and needs when you actually walk in and you're not in a hallway looking for stuff and wondering where you're at. When you're actually shaking the hand of the business owner or the manager, someone who really kicks it off. We've done something unique here in Rapid City. In 2014, we started a small business gift card. And you can buy a downtown gift card in Rapid City with over 70 businesses that are associated with it. And since 2014, we've sold over 10,000 gift cards. And this is strictly for our downtown area. So everyone gets involved and everyone gets touched. You grab a gift card and you can give it to friends and family and so forth and so on and go shopping. But it's pretty remarkable that how the public has embraced small business and has gotten back to that uniqueness of downtown shopping.
What's driving that, Nancy, the embracing that you really see as you talk to your customers and they come back again and again? And there's, you know, many other great stores around you that you see.
Oh, absolutely.
Their shopping bags coming in from Zambros and from A League of Your Own and, you know, the food from the cookie jar and whatever's
yes.
around you. What are you hearing those customers really say about why they like...
You know, we opened, actually, it's 9 years ago this week, and so we were part of the Small Business Saturday from the very beginning, and it was fun. It's been fun to see that grow. From the very beginning, it used to be, you know, that American Express would give so much off for every purchase at a small business, and it's just evolved. And I'm grateful for American Express for really spreading the word, and I think it's kind of started a little bit of the movement. And in those years that I've been open, I've seen more and more and more people really like making a point of supporting small businesses. I saw someone the other day, and they had said they had told their mother that they needed to come shopping downtown so that all the businesses, and this was like an 18-year-old girl telling her mother that she needed to come downtown and shop. And I think people are getting that the money does go back to the community, that it stays in our local area and goes to supporting all of our local people and our city.
Yeah. Gift cards sounds like a great idea. Brianna, is that something Downtown Sioux Falls has embraced as well?
It is, actually. We just launched our brand new downtown gift card program, and we took a tip from downtown Rapid City. We're using the same program as them, and we're hoping for the same type of success. But that program just launched about a week and a half ago, so we have gift cards available for sale at DTSF.com, at the Washington Pavilion box office, and also in our office at DTSF in the Shriver Square building. We have over 50 businesses that have already signed up to be a part of this program. The best part of the program is that it's a closed loop system, which means that only the businesses that have opted in to participate will be able to accept those cards so that all those dollars stay in the downtown community. So it's a brilliant, brilliant program.
Nancy Sioux Falls should take a page out of Rapid City's book and get an ice rink too, don't you think?
Absolutely. That's top on my list. Yeah, I do love the ice skating rink there, and I think that would, someday.
Yes.
Someday.
Yeah. Nancy, anything special going on at your store in particular? We should close with that. Just come on down and play with the toys.
Come down and play. We always have lots of fun things going on. And I always say, Pray to Lights is on Friday. And people that don't want that experience of the craziness, we just offer such a warm downtown. Our downtown Sioux Falls, we're so fortunate to have the community that we have. And it's kind of an old-fashioned Christmas when you come downtown and wander the streets.
Brianne, Nancy, and Dan, thank you so much for being here with us today. Have a good Small Business Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.